No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
And when they ask me who's the president of Uzbekistan, I'm going to say, you know, I don't know. Do you know?
I do not agree with the way he handled his pedophile priest. No, that's a different one. Got all this stuff twirling around in my head. I'm begging you to stay. Stupid people are ruining America.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you from King Country here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a few hundred miles to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in God's country, Redneckville, Arkansas. And how you doing today, Matt?
Jay, just trying to make it through life. Several maladies plaguing me, both internally and externally. Yeah. Got a little back problem. It's killing me. Got a cold. Losing my voice. And evidently this cold also comes with its own tapeworm. Because I've been spending a lot of time in the bathroom, let me tell you.
That's all that drainage.
Yeah. Getting the toxins out. Liquidy. Yeah.
Makes things liquidy.
But how are you?
Yeah. Well, compared to you, I'm freaking fantastic, apparently. But this was the week for back troubles. I had back troubles on Sunday and Monday. And I believe that average chick was having back troubles Sunday night, and Kat was having back troubles.
I was going
to
say.
And you just couldn't stand to be left out of the back trouble brigade.
I know.
And had to go and screw yours up, too.
Yes, I did. In fact, I told the Schmoopster last night when she picked me up from the beer mine that this is the most pain I've been in since I was in the hospital 2 years ago.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Another hospital stint would be bad, too.
Well, yes, but I don't think that will lead to that.
No.
Couple nights on the couch, I'll be all straightened out and realigned.
Back to normal, okay. Well, actually doing a show from the hospital would actually be kind of cool.
That would be kind of neat.
You could interview the nurses as they came in. Nurse Goodbody.
Nurse Goodbody.
The head nurse. I love nurses.
Welcome. And I see we lost our guests.
We had guests? Oh, well.
We did. We had a guest and even one who actually has a name.
But they disappeared immediately, huh?
They did.
Come back, please. We promise not to do whatever we did again. But, well, actually, we will. But
nope. I'm back.
You all right there? Okay, looks like I'm alone on the show so far, but oh, there
the
we
best
go.
Thing is, the best thing every since I got the thing in the back, every time I cough, it hurts.
Yeah, and God forbid you should sneeze. Oh my God.
No, that part's over. Tell you the funny thing, I called creepy kid next door this morning before school. And evidently he's picked up what I have. So I hope someone was eavesdropping in on our conversation because I bet it totally creeped him out.
It would have gone. Homeland Security has a surveillance van in the
yep.
air.
How are you, son? I'm fine, Dad.
Great.
Like we were both so, wearing voice boxes.
Yeah, hey, these two appear to be electronically altering their voices. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you're back again.
I'm back
so,
again.
I've got some big news this morning.
Really?
I was able to get a link posted on Reddit yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
How
about
that?
Well, I don't know. I just for that, you know, every couple of days or so, just for the hell of it, I attempt to get a link posted on Reddit ever since I got put in jail. And so yesterday I had a link to a photo of a very attractive, sweet, young Asian lady.
Of course.
Which I thought, oh, this would go perfect on Reddit's subboard, Asian Hotties. And so I posted it. And, of course, normally it goes, you know, it'll like it goes through, but then you go to the board and it won't be there because it's, you know, it's blocked. My IP
right.
address is blocked. But I went back a couple hours later. And I noticed that I had like 80-some-odd link karma points.
Wow.
And so I went to the board, and there my link was, and people were voting it up like crazy, and I'm up to like 90-something points now. So I don't know if my IP address was let out of jail, or if the moderator of that board just really liked that picture and decided to go ahead and put it up there. I don't know.
And there you go.
But I'm gonna take it slow here. Slow and easy. I'm gonna continue to comment. I've been commenting. I've been upvoting and downvoting and, you know, trying to be a part of the community.
Very good.
And I'm gonna continue to go slow here, give it a few more days, and I'll try another link to something. Maybe another, you know, maybe Sofia Vergara picture or something like that. Just kind of cruise along and
yes.
you know, ingratiate myself back into the community. And then on December 26th, bam, link to the Kwanzaa post.
Kwanzaa post. And for all your efforts, Jay.
Thank you. I'm playing the long game here. Just like Barack Obama, playing the long game here.
Uh-huh.
Gonna move along slowly and strategically.
It's like the crock pot offense. Just low and slow.
Hey, and welcome to Scott Bull. He's back.
Yeah, Scott Bull is back.
All right. There was a guest in there, but they left.
Yeah, as soon as Scott Bull came in, the guest left. So, Scott, your reputation precedes you. Any shout-outs today, Jay?
Well, I just do a shout out to my friend Joe, in case she's listening. She's going to check out the show. She added us on the I'm with Stupid fan page on Facebook
yeah.
last week, and
mm-hmm.
she's I've known Joe for several years now. She's from way back in the old neighborhood in the blogosphere. Back in the day, the good old days of the blogosphere.
Yes.
And so we were chatting on Facebook, and she said she was going to check out the show. So shout out to Joe.
Very good.
How about you, man?
I actually have a couple. I want to give a shout out to the Springfield Shawnee High School football Braves, who this Friday at 3 p.m. will be playing for the Division III Ohio State High School Football Championship. Good luck to them.
All right.
And, and Tiffany, whose daughter sang to Rhino back on his birthday in October. Good old Tiffany, it's her birthday today.
The voice of an angel.
Yes. And Tiffany, the mother, it's her birthday today, so happy birthday to Tiffany.
Oh, happy birthday, Tiffany. That's awesome.
Yes.
All right. So, did you have something?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's my understanding that that Herman Cain is still in the race this morning.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say when there was that pause. I think you and I are both uncomfortable getting into this discussion because we're both very nervous that Herman may drop out.
I know. I'm a little worried about it. We discussed yesterday the possibility of coming on here today and endorsing Herman Cain, hoping that that would save the day, or at least buy him some time, a little uptick, maybe
right.
Stem the flow.
Right. At least get him to Iowa, you know?
Maybe stop the hemorrhaging here.
Right.
I'm with Stupid endorsement.
Right, and exactly. Who doesn't want to be in Iowa on January 3rd?
Exactly. Such a wonderful place to hang out.
Yes.
During the wintertime.
And maybe he must have picked up on some of our tweets yesterday, Jay, because Herman Cain is in the Bagwine area as we speak.
I'm kind of disappointed you're not doing a live remote from the Herman Cain event.
Well, he doesn't get to Dayton until noon, so I got 15 minutes to get down there after the show.
Okay, well, you could do it.
Yeah, I could. And also, after Dayton, he's going to Columbus, so if I don't get down there in time, I could always camp out on I-70 at about mile marker 58.
Yep, head him off.
Head him off.
Wave him down. Be on the side of the road waving at him. You know, hey, come over here.
Come on. You know, bring the Herman Cain peace train right over here, baby.
It's the love train. But if you had a TV camera, that would work on John Kerry. He'd be just cruising along and see a TV camera, you know, a live remote on the side of the road. He'd lock up the brakes, turn the car sideways, slide right in, and hop out. And, hey, how you doing?
More Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer, absolutely. Schumer would run over whoever you were interviewing to get into the interview.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, I wouldn't even need my own camera. If he just saw me along the highway, he'd stop and say, here, hold this camera. I'm going to talk. Focus in.
Uh-huh.
But it is unfortunate about the last allegations, the most recent allegations directed at our man Herman.
It is unfortunate, and it appears to be the one that's doing him in. You know, it's interesting that sexual harassment, unwanted sexual harassment and inappropriate touching and stuff like that kind of gets a reaction from people of like, whatever.
Exactly.
He had an affair. Two consenting adults had an affair. This is an outrage. That's it. I'm done.
Well, here's the difference, and it's even funnier when that line of thinking comes from Mike Huckabee. But you see, when Herman Cain allegedly takes a lady and forcibly draws him towards his crotch, she had it coming, okay? She was probably dressed inappropriately, all flirty and whatnot. Now, this chick who claims they had an affair, well, she's just a temptress. That is...
she's a homewrecker.
Exactly. And a gold digger.
Scott Bull, there you go. When why is it when a man talks dirty to a woman, it's sexual harassment, but when a woman talks dirty to a man, it's $3 a minute?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There we go. Well, I believe this chick. I mean, why else would she have his private number that even media types didn't have?
Exactly.
But at the same time, I applaud Herman Cain for being smart enough to have an affair with a woman who has been evicted from multiple homes and apartments and has all kinds of money problems and lost a libel suit when she falsely accused someone else of, you know, stuff like that. I mean, that's good. That's good. That's smart strategic thinking, which makes him more qualified to be president.
Exactly.
Than, say, Michelle Bachmann.
Or, as I heard today, and I forget who said it, maybe he's not fit to be president. But anyone who can keep an affair like this quiet for 13 years should head up the CIA.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
And I tell you another thing, Matt, is, you know, when we started this show, I half-jokingly talked about the possibility of once we become big, famous, worldwide famous international internet radio stars, that there might be, you know, groupies around. I just threw it out there. Just kind of a possibility. It hasn't happened yet, but it's a possibility that it could happen, right? What I didn't realize is that I should have been applying to be the head of the National Restaurant Association, because apparently that's where the action is.
That's where all the hot chicks are, baby.
That's right. But if you think about it, it's kind of obvious, because we all know that the waitresses at Waffle House are all easy. because they're ex-strippers. You couldn't get any action with them when they were strippers, but now that they're older and they're a waitress at Waffle House, it's not much trouble.
I missed that whole last bit.
It's okay. It was something about ex-strippers being waitresses at Waffle House. Just
well, and just at the Waffle House, just like their hash browns, the waitresses can serve it up 30 different ways, baby.
Yes, they can.
Even on death's doorstep, I can still get one in there, Jay.
Just like Patsy, you still got it.
That's right.
And Ralph.
I do find it ironic that the infidelity crowd, or the anti-infidelity crowd, those who wanted Herman Cain are now shifting their support to
to Newt.
To the Newtster.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. They're reconciled. They can reconcile Newt's infidelity and his moral lapses, but not Herman's. Oh, no. But so the phone lines are now open.
Yes, they are at 661-244-9852. Now, come on, Scott Bull. You've been teasing us long enough. You got to call us at 661-244-9852.
In other news, there is a huge, and I mean huge, showdown this weekend in the fantasy football world.
I know that.
In the I'm With Stupid Fantasy Football League, the Stalkers and the Steel Reserves in the game of the century. Absolutely. And I don't think Nate's possible. But I don't think that Victor Cruz is going to rack up 28 points in the fourth quarter to save my ass.
You know, how did
again.
That happen?
I don't know. They were going to the fourth quarter, and I look, and I'm still like 18 points behind. I'm like, well, I'm screwed. There's no way it's going to happen.
I was laughing at that time.
Because I was done. That night it was going to take me out of the playoff contention.
I could have lost to you this weekend and still won.
Yep. And then Eli Manning drops back and he launches it deep, and there's a guy running all alone, a Giants receiver, nobody else on that half of the field. And I'm like, God, let it be Victor Cruz. And it was. And even though he had a 20-yard lead on any defender, he still damn near didn't get to the end zone. It was like Bob Horner trying to score from second on a triple.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you brought his name up. He was one of my heroes growing up.
Old Horns. Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, no, this can't be. It better be. Oh. 445, you're with Stupid. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to order a deep pan pepperoni, two portion of hot wings, and a bottle of Pepsi, please.
Would you like a salad to go with that, too?
No, I'm just being retarded. No one drinks Pepsi anymore. Make it Coca-Cola.
Okay. Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke?
Well, I've missed Vanilla Coke. You can't get that in England anymore.
Oh, man.
If you can still get that over there, send me a swimming pool's worth. Olympic swimming pool, you know?
Okay. Well, that's what you get for living in a socialist country like that.
We also get free health care.
I do, too. I just don't
pay
the bill.
In the past 12 and a half years of epilepsy, right, I have taken 60,000 pills. None of them have cost me anything. I've worked out how much that would cost in the States, about $1.5 million. So effectively, by being epileptic, I'm $1.5 million better off than everyone in the States.
So that makes you one of the part of the one percenters.
By theory, yeah. And the irony is,
on paper,
I get $1,200 a month from the state just for being disabled. And I can actually work and not have to declare it against tax.
Oh, we can do that here, too. Work for cash under the table.
Yeah.
you're not officially allowed to do that anymore here, but a lot of people do. But I'm self-employed. So if someone pays me by cash, I don't declare it. And if they want to pay it by transfer, I tell them to put it into my PayPal account, which, since it's American, is tax-exempt.
Right. Well, see, what you do here is, you know, you go on disability. And then you get a job at, a place like maybe a drive-through liquor store, right? And they pay you cash. And so you have the cash plus the disability, and you shack up with some chick who has a couple of little kids, and she's getting, like, welfare checks and SSI checks and food stamps, and you don't get married, so you don't have to declare, you know, joint income.
Yeah.
Boom. You guys are cruising.
You know, Jay,
we got a bloody easy here.
Jay, you just described.
I mean,
you know,
do you know what the age of graduation is in the UK?
12? Oh, wait, that's the age of consent. Oh, 16, okay.
No, the age of consent here is 16, but you can do anything beyond the age of 5 with consent from both the parties involved plus the parents. which is how Justin Bieber had a baby. How the hell can Justin Bieber have a baby? Oh!
So it's
8 years old.
Hey, Settle down. Don't make me start another revolution.
I am the revolution.
So no, is, Prince so is this, the revolution.
So is this Scott Bull?
Yo.
Are you related to John Bull?
Oh, no, no, it's the initial Scott, not some baseball player, no. The thing is, he refers to himself as Scott Bull. I'm like, that's an insult. I actually done a real man's sport. I used to do professional kickboxing. I didn't just swing a wooden bat around. Well, okay, I do swing wooden bats around, but I crack skulls with it.
So you're probably not related to the Scott Bull who lives in Redneckville, Arkansas, and used to play quarterback at the University of Arkansas? No?
Oh, that's the one I was thinking of, yeah, quarterback. Now, we've sort of like got American football over here. It was how American football was invented, but it's for heterosexual guys, and it's called rugby.
Right.
But basically, take away the padding, take away the steroids, and take away the ego, and that's what rugby is.
Oh, I don't know about the steroid part.
Oh, I don't know about the
heterosexual. You don't weigh 250 pounds without steroids like that.
I don't know about the heterosexual part either, because
they do seem to like.
You can tell it's
heterosexual. They do like to get in big group hugs, don't they?
Yeah.
No, that's called the scrum. The only thing you do with the scrum is exchange phone numbers.
Hello, guys. Let's go get into a scrum.
What's with the Australian accent, though? We beat them in 2003.
So do you guys want David Beckham back or what?
No, you can keep the Smegger. While you're at it, keep Piers Morgan as well.
Oh, no.
You want him, you can keep the bastard.
No. Let's be honest about this. You're going to have to take one of the two back. It's just like Canada has to either take Tom Green or Avril Lavigne back. There's just no way we can keep all of them.
What about Bieber? He's Canadian. Get rid of him.
Everybody loves the Bieber.
I mean, let's face it. We all think, you know, Avril Lavigne's a bit of a slapper, but if any of us nailed that, we would be high-fiving everyone on the bus ride home.
Oh, yeah. Very true.
Guess who I just slept with? Yep.
I'd be blogging about that.
So how do you feel about the...
I'd wait for the feeling in my dick to come back first, and I'd be blogging using that. It's the only time when you could put a picture of your groin on Fartbook and actually, be, you know, impress people. I'd get her to sign it after, you know?
Get her to just sign Avril Lavigne was here in an arrow to your to your wee-wee.
Well, no, the odd thing is, every morning I actually have to take a quarter of a Viagra tablet. I don't have any problems sustaining the erections or anything like that. I just don't like pissing over my own feet in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, size 14 double wides. What the hell?
So, Scott, are you guys pretty upset about the Iranians storming your embassy yesterday?
Oh, they done it in 1984. We couldn't give a toss.
Yeah, these things got to happen every 27 years or so, right?
Well, you got to have something break up the disappointment, ain't you? I mean, England actually gets more tornadoes and hurricanes than the United States. It actually gets more than anywhere in the world, but we just don't, you know, make a big thing out of them. I mean, all they do is knock the odd chimney pot off. We're like, never mind, we've got house insurance.
Oh, yeah, a hurricane the size of Katrina could roll through England and do tens of dollars worth of damage.
Exactly, because England is so small. I mean, there is actually a case. There's a place called Basildon, right? And a tornado went through there. And Basildon's like near where I live. And we had this massive tornado go through there, and it done $2 million worth of improvements.
Exactly. So we're going to lose the live stream here in about 30 seconds.
Yes, we
so
are.
Any of the folks out there listening on the live stream, we thank you for listening. And be sure to tune in on the into the archives to hear the final 15 minutes. It's going to be nothing but popularity.
It is, especially since we have Scott Bull here.
Yo.
So, Scott, specifically, which part of the former British Empire do you live in?
Oddly enough, I actually live in where the capital used to be. I mean, now the capital city is London, but it used to be, for a few weeks, a place called Chelmsford, which I live quite near. And, I mean, I live in a dump called Southend in a county called Essex, which is in Greater East London. Because London is a city and a county, so I live right on the edge of it. But basically, imagine the average American, but half the weight and with two more brain cells, and that's what you get where I live.
Ah. Have you ever been to Middlesbrough?
I've gone through it on the way to a gig, but never stopped there. I mean, that is slightly more posh.
Yeah, that's where my great-grandmother's from. She's from Middlesbrough.
Result?
Yeah. They moved, my mother's side of the family... Her family moved from County Durham, Ireland, over to Middlesbrough back in like the 1850s or 1860s. And then my great-grandmother moved from there to the U.S., immigrated in 1915.
Your family moved from Ireland. Jay, your family moved from Ireland to England for better food, didn't they?
Oh, no, Irish food, brilliant, you know. Besides that, coming from someone whose country invented the Big Mac.
Yeah.
Come on, you can't take the moral high ground considering you invented Big Macs and obesity.
Yeah.
42% of Americans are overweight. That is almost impressive.
Now, that's kind of funny.
Well,
now, wait a minute. When you compare Uncle Sam to John Bull, I think we see who's more portly.
Yeah, but come on, Uncle Sam looks like what the KFC colonel used to be before he ate all of his own food.
Yes, but as the worst parts of American culture continue to be exported at an extremely
rapid rate,
the Brits will be just as obese as the Americans here in the next couple of decades.
No, we're catching up.
And
we're
by the way, now I thought of another one. I thought of another one, though, just kind of backing up a little bit. You're going to have to take Russell Brand back, too, now that I think about it.
Oh, God, no, please, no.
Because, I mean, you're going to have to take one of these people back, and I really think it should be... What, Lady Gaga? Will you take her back?
Technically, the British Empire still owns four states of the U.S. If you keep Russell Brand, we will let you have the four states back.
Which four
are
they?
Except Clarksville, Virginia. I want to keep that part.
Which four states are you?
I know Virginia is one of them. I can't remember the other three. But basically, I mean, we actually let you guys amend the Declaration of Independence to take them back. But it's one of these things. It's like we actually own about 2 square miles of the United States still. So basically, enough for us to take a dump on.
We'll work out a trade. We'll take those four states back, and you can have New Mexico. How's that?
I don't know.
Arizona?
Oh, come off it. That's worse than New Mexico. Let us keep Virginia.
Idaho?
And can we keep New Jersey? Can we have New Jersey as well?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
New Jersey, it's all yours now.
You can have New Jersey. We will throw in Idaho, and I think you'd be quite surprised by how much you'll like Idaho. Because all of the white supremacists live in Idaho, and they'll fit in great with your nationalist parties.
Oh, no, we've only got one nationalist party, and that's all in Dagenham. And if you've ever seen Dagenham, it's... imagine the KKK, but after they've smoked a joint. I always love it these days, like the Fox News Network. We get that over here as well. It's like, terror in Afghanistan, terror in Iran, terror in Iraq, terror in Pakistan, terror in Libya. And I'm thinking, smoke a joint and lighten up. I mean, crap, I actually campaign against drugs because I used to like do sports. I'm actually thinking, for sod's sake, Murdoch, smoke a joint.
So yeah, you know what?
Two
you
of
can
Murdoch's
have. You
newspapers
can...
here actually got shut down.
Yeah, you can have all of Fox News for free.
Yeah.
We won't even
do anything
in return.
We might actually be putting,
except we get to keep
Murdoch
Julie Bandel
in prison. we might actually be putting the Murdochs in prison, so we'll be doing you a favor there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not a favor. because if you put Murdoch in prison, Jay and I have nothing to talk about.
No. It's like, I actually liked it when Bush was in office, because as a comedian, I didn't need to write my own material. I could just quote Bush, you know. I hope human beings and fish can coexist peacefully. Because, up until now, you know, thanks to global warming, it took him 7 years to admit, up until that point, fish have been living in overcrowded conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it, they've only got 70% of the world. Hey, I can actually prove to you guys right here, right now, that the moon landing was faked.
It was in the desert.
There isn't a star. No, it's quite easy to prove the moon landing was fake. There isn't a Starbucks up there.
Actually, it was fake, and the Brits helped us with that, because that the moon shots were actually taken in Cardiff.
Yeah. The landing site was actually decided by something like Cornwall or something. So that's brilliant. You've got the West Country going, oh, I just landed on the moon, I have. But no, I'll believe that Americans have landed on the moon when I see a Starbucks up there.
And a McDonald's.
Yeah. I think it's something like Long Island, New York. There's something like 200 McDonald's on there, which equates to one every mile or something like that. I'm thinking, if you're that addicted to McDonald's, surely you're going to be fat and you're not going to be able to walk between them.
Yeah. Maybe they'll put in moving sidewalks.
The only reason I can eat that kind of crap is I'm down the gym 3-4 times a week and I've never weighed over 195 pounds.
I love Big Macs.
Well, you've kind of got no choice to like a Big Mac, because if it wasn't for the slice of cheese in the Big Mac, Americans wouldn't have any culture. you've got to love it. The only place where you can get cheese that can double up as a coaster and a bookmark.
Now, what I love about
America... I should explain what a book is. A book is this thing that has words in it that tell a story.
Really?
Now, what...
Yeah, and
what I really love,
the ones in England don't actually have pictures in them.
Yeah. What I love about America
they
is
just
in our,
have
in
Harry
our drug
Potter.
Stores, like at Walgreens and places, you walk in the door and the cigarettes are right there by the front door, but the sick have to make
You've
it all the way to
the
back
front
of the store to get their
the
prescriptions. Now, see, if you're just going to interrupt me now, show a little respect and a little courtesy here and not interrupt people.
Don't
you Brits are always supposed to be known for being so cultured, but here you are just talking over me.
Yeah, don't call Stamp Act all over Jay.
What Brits have you met?
I just told you, half my family's from there.
Were.
Do Brits have memory problems too?
No, we just changed since the 1800s. As long as you don't spill our pint, we're okay.
So have you ever been to the U.S.?
Nah. My fiancé is there, but furthest I've ever been is France and Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
So you went to France and Belgium so you could get some decent food, right?
Have you ever eaten French food?
It's awesome.
It's just all this pretentious rubbish, you know. I'm working class. You know, with a side of war.
No. French peasant food is fantastic.
Well, yeah, but by French standards, I'm middle class, so.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know, this is true, do you know how to get served quicker at a restaurant in France?
How's that?
Order in German.
All right, Scott. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to need to move on. We've got to finish up the show here. We've got some stuff we need to cover. But we appreciate you calling in.
Cool.
Have a great day, Scott.
All right.
Okay. All right. That was Scott Bull, everybody, calling all the way from England. Part of our vast and diverse worldwide audience. That was your idea to tell him to call in too, Matt.
Well, I know.
He did good. He did a good job.
He was very good. I just wish
I
had a better voice. I wish I had a better voice today.
Yeah, he did a good job of, you know, keeping that fake British accent all the way through.
You know, he may be British, but if he is, he's the only Brit who gets paid in dollars.
All right. So, what are we going to do for the Saturday show, Matt? We're going to talk about writing?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Jay. You go, because you had a great idea the other day.
Yeah, we're going to talk about writing. We're going to talk about different writing styles, about our favorite writers, who inspires us, who we hate.
Yep. And most of the writers that I hate, now they're all British.
Like Christopher Hitchens.
Oh, my God.
Andrew Sullivan. Are there any British writers who are not gay? Oh, we should have asked Scott that. Well, anyway.
Well, he was talking about books and stuff, and I couldn't get it out because I couldn't speak. He was talking now, you know, we have actual books with actual words. I just wanted to tell him that English literature peaked with Chaucer. And that's been more than a few years ago.
Yes. Well, all right. That whole time he was on, and we didn't even get to do a Margaret Thatcher joke. Well, these things happen.
That's because there are none. But then again, to make up for it, maybe we could celebrate Margaret Thatcher on Father's Day.
Yeah, we could. Okay, I just marked on myself. Okay, anyway. So, that's what we'll do on Saturday. We'll talk about writing.
Yep.
Our brilliant writing talents and not-so-brilliant writing talents. Oh, hey, did you see about this last night that somebody from the Bachman campaign tweeted that there were moving trucks in front of Herman Cain's campaign headquarters?
No.
Yeah, they did. It turns out that they were actually delivery trucks. They were delivering, like, yard signs and stuff like that. But the Cain campaign retaliated by tweeting that there was a carpenter over at the Bachman headquarters drilling a glory hole in Marcus Bachman's office.
Oh, God, shut up. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I bother having notes. I miss jokes like that early in the show and have to go back to them, but oh, well.
Yeah, well. Oh, and then yesterday, big news, Ann Coulter was on Morning Joe.
Yeah.
And they had to... they had to bleep out about 10 seconds of what she said because she referred to John McCain as a douchebag.
Yeah, she claims today she was calling him a dickweed, but...
Either way, pot, meat, kettle.
Yeah, classy broad.
Mm-hmm.
So, 30 seconds left. Time to wrap it up. Thanks to everybody for listening. Don't forget, Saturday, 6:30 Eastern.
And, big writing
Scott, show. Yeah, thanks to Scott Bull for calling in and being about as entertaining as a Brit can be.
Okay. Everyone enjoy the haggis.
There you go. All right. Good show.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.